As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kids' sporting events are expensive. I didn't know this until recently. My cousin was in town and wanted to go see my little cousin play some volleyball and things like that. And it was like $15 a pop to get into the game.
Yeah.
Oh,
that
much now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They like get these VIP wristbands like for the whole weekend. It's like you got to like... I mean, it's like a concert ticket. Mm-hmm. If you invite someone to the game to like watch your kid play, do you have to pick up the tab or like?
Ooh.
So I feel like it's awkward to invite someone somewhere and then they have to pay $15-$20 to get in. 314-531-9898. I know that this is an awkward situation because my cousin was like, "Hey, we're gonna be in town. We want to see, you know, Maggie play some volleyball, things like that," and. She was like, the tickets to get in are like $15. They like were up front. Like, so maybe we can, maybe don't come to the game. And then there were like a whole like smuggling of the wristband strategy.
Yeah. They're like,
we're going to have to figure. I felt like it was like a concert wristband where you're trying to sneak your friends in or something. I'm like, man, this is crazy.
That's wild, trying to do
to get into a game.
Right.
To go see her play.
Yeah,
I'm glad they're up front with you. I mean, that's
it was an awkward money conversation to go see. Back in the day, it was like $2 to get in.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the sport because if it is like a, you know, I know they got to rent the gym or they got to rent the, you know, complex, and that's part of it.
Bro,
I'm like $15. I remember paying like $2.
Oh,
yeah.
I've seen it more. I've seen 30 for a weekend pass. 30.
So when you go to those lacrosse games, you have to pay to get in, Hannah? You've been going to some lacrosse games all over?
Yeah, my niece plays lacrosse for Rockhurst, and yeah, you do have to pay to get in those. Even if they're at home, you still have to pay.
Like, do you pay to get in, or do they cover it for you when you go watch?
I think we've done it a couple different ways, but I think overall, like if I am going to a sporting event, I don't expect someone else to pay. Like, I'm walking in thinking I'm paying for this because typically every sporting event now you have to pay for it. So I don't think it's the parents' responsibility to pay for all these people to come. Like, I think if you want to go, expect to pay.
I would agree with that because, like, normally, like, my cousins would have a lot of sports games and stuff and my whole family would be invited. And there's 5 people in my family. So to have like to expect them to pay for all 5 of us is a lot. So they would just always be up front and be like, hey, it's, you know, $5 to get in,
right.
$10 to get in. And I think that's fair.
It's important to be up front.
Yeah, as long as you don't show up and they're like, where's your $20?
Well, I've had buddies that have been like, oh, my kid's playing at so-and-so. So I guess if I have nothing to do, I'll think maybe I'll show up.
Yeah.
Or maybe like that'd be fun. But like I personally, I guess right now would not ever expect that I'd be going and paying that kind of money to get in.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Well, get used to it. It's only going up.
You know what I mean?
It doesn't matter what it is. Like
wow.
Starting little, they start with those fees.
I'm curious. How do you invite people to come watch your kids play now? Do you have to be upfront about the price? Do you pay for it? Have you stopped inviting people because it costs so much?
I can just think about the family. Yeah. It's like, it's dad's turn. Okay, I'm going to watch my kid play. Mom, you can do it next week because we can't afford to all go to the game.
Yeah, we got a budget for this.
Yeah. For real?
It is interesting you bring up that point because a lot of these kids, I mean, the price, I know like Little League baseball these days, like some people pay, you know, $4,000 to $6,000 a summer for their kid to play on like a baseball team. So like, you know, from my angle, I'm working it like, hey, does this come with 10 passes for the family to come to all the games? Like, honestly.
Yeah, it does. It costs so much money, and then you have to pay per game they go to. Mm-hmm. It's outrageous. What's the most amount of money you've had to pay? How do you go about it? Or do you just have to just like, hey, if you want to come see my kid play?
Brett's climbing the fence. See it now. He's over there, you know, the wall.
I was like, when they ask you if your kid's like under the age of, my kid's 4. And I was like, yeah, he's like a newborn.
Yeah.
I was like, this kid is under 2. 314-531-9898. We should play a little game. Said more expensive to get a wristband at Coachella? Well, your kids sport.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Sporting event for the weekend. Which weekend passes are more expensive? These, I guess, kids' sporting events, they're charging you outrageous. I guess I've been out the game for a while. My kids are like 4, my daughter's 20 months old, and so we don't have to go to these sporting events. But my cousin was like having a big, you know, tournament. She like wanted to come see her play. She plays like travel volleyball, and it was like $15 a person. And I remember my cousin's like, we got to figure out a way to exchange wristbands on the side. Mm-hmm. It was like a whole like scheme we're running all because of these dang wristbands. 314-531-9898. What's the most you've ever had a cough up for a kid's sporting event? And if you invite somebody like, hey, Brett, you want to go to the game? Does that mean you have to cover it? Do you just expect them to pay? Do you not invite people to your kids' events anymore because it costs so much money?
Gosh, I'm trying to think of the most expensive one I've ever had to pay. I think it was my nephew's weekend basketball tournament, and it was over in Illinois. I literally think it was like $45 for a weekend pass, but even just like a regular game was like $20 a person. It was insane.
Oh, wow.
We got a text saying you should only have to pay for them if they know, or like if you know they don't have the financial ability to do so. So kind of like spot them if you can.
I would just feel bad inviting anyone to come see my sporting event. It is one thing to say like, hey, do you want to go to see Taylor Swift together? It's another thing to be like, my kid is worth a price of Taylor Swift. Like I would feel bad inviting Hannah to come to watch my kid play. Like, look, he is 4. They're not going to score a single basket, but it's going to cost you $20 to get in. Like,
I don't think you should feel bad for that. I don't think you should feel bad, and I think that you can invite people as many times as you want to like all of the games, but you also can't blame them if they're like, we just can't spot it this time.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Yeah, I think if you tell them up front, this is the cost. I think that's how you have to approach it. I'm just
feel bad watching Grandma pull out her little like coin purse trying to pay.
Right.
I would feel terrible.
It is crazy.
Like, this is insane.
The organization should feel terrible, but they don't. They're like, you know what? For that, we're hiking it up $5 more.
Wow.
Michelle, you have 2 competitive gymnasts. What are like, how much does it cost to get into a gymnast thing?
Yeah, so I have 2 girls that compete, and their competitions can go from the low range of $10 or $15 per person and to the high range of $30 or $40 per person. And I have a family of six.
Oh my god.
So you could pay up to $200 for one day to watch them compete in gymnast as a gymnast?
Yes.
And then the nachos are like $20 too,
Yes, and of course everybody wants snacks.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it's hard because you could be like, "Oh, okay, live stream it." Live streaming costs money now too.
Wait,
oh,
what?
Really? You got to pay for it because you got to. Yeah,
first yeah, that's right. How it is. Yes.
I didn't even know they were live streaming little kids' sporting events.
Well,
they got announcers.
I don't know how little, but like for my niece's lacrosse games, they live stream those.
Holy cow.
That's considered little for me. How old are they? 10, 11, 12?
No, she's in college.
Oh, okay. Oh.
My oldest gymnast is 12, but she is actually competing in regionals this year. So I think I will be live streaming that because we're not asking anybody to pay to come.
Oh my God.
And they got like announcers and stuff? What do they do with this live stream? Like,
we got
play by play.
Where's all this money going? That's what I want to know.
The man, Kevin, the man.
We got to Elon Musk this right now. You know what I'm saying? We got to cut this out. It's crazy. I paid like $2 for these things, and the other amount of money was made up of the concessions. Like they were all like in together.
Michelle, how much is like a nacho nowadays?
Oh, probably anywhere from $5 to $10, depending on where you're at.
For that little chip and cheese thing, dang, man. Yeah,
I'd say a minimum of $5 you're paying at a
carnival game now.
At a competition.
Yeah.
You gotta smuggle in your own snacks.
Wow.
We do. I've got two little ones, and I do.
Mm-hmm. You got to smuggle in your own kid.
Yeah, I was going to say, smuggle in the children.
You're wearing your kids. Like, tape that kid up to me and put a big winter coat on me. We got the little one. We can't afford it.
Believe me, when they say under 3 is free, my 4-year-old is always 3.
Yeah, like, so is the 12-year-old.
Right? Exactly. Like,
3, just tall. Like, you ever seen the movie Jack? It's the same thing. He's really tall. He grew like a shaving. He's shaving and stuff.
I was born on a leap day.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the call. The lies and the scheming you have to do just to see your kids play a sporting event.
Crazy.
This is crazy.